from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I was debating this in my head last night as a happy New York Mets fan. We were in the building for game one of this series, which was a great game. Far and away the best game of the four Subway Series games in terms of excitement, in terms of drama, in terms of atmosphere. It was an incredibly close game. We all remember the ending. Aaron Judge against Jake Diekman, followed by Ben Rice. And obviously yesterday was what they call in the trade an ass-whooping. And the Mets just beat the daylights out of the Yankees. And I was going back and forth in my head, because I was at three of the four Subway Series games, the two in Queens, and then the first one in this series. Would I rather have been at last night's game, where it's a party, where you are just having a party and there's no drama? Or would you rather have the satisfaction of winning a tight, pressurized game?
I think for you.
For me. See how well Tiki knows me?
Yes, for you. Because of your attention to detail, to the little notes that you take in your scorebook, to the drama that is in your pen writing on a piece of paper, you would rather have been at the one you were at.
Okay. So I think he's dead wrong.
No, he's 100% right on that.
100%.
Because the enjoyment yesterday as Yankee fans are halfway home on the Southern State Parkway in the eighth inning because they all, you know, tucked their tail between their legs.
They're done.
Exactly.
They left.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Knowing the Mets won, the answer is the first game, because getting to walk out of that building with sad Yankee fans, Sean Morash being one of them, and the exhilaration of a close win is euphoric. It's like sex. But it was stressful. Like, I had a massive stomach ache for the last three innings of that game.
Right, but isn't the ending worth it?
Yeah, probably. Just like, yes!
Yes.
Whereas last night you would have been like, yeah.
No. You don't know me then. Last night would have been, I put my feet up like I'm Brian Daboll. For those who watched that Hard Knocks, you know. I show disrespect, and I'm like, yeah! And I'm burping, and I'm farting, and I'm taking over the building. And there is something satisfying to that. And then watching Lindor go deep again and, like, just piling it on as a fan, like, there is something extra special about that.
You know what? This is crazy, and I say that before I even say this. I'm not saying this was 2004 all over again, but someone on this radio station once said, and some people think I sound like him, what was it? Boston in the South Bronx, huh? You say something funny, Mike. Good to be here. Last night was Queens in the South Bronx as we were dancing all to ourselves in that stadium.
You know what it reminds me of? And obviously I wasn't there last night, but that description you lay out, Loogie, the first ever Subway Series game. The one all the way back at the beginning where the Mets won the game 6-0. Dave Malicki pitched the shutout. And what was so magical about that was when the game ended, it was only Mets fans.
Yeah.
And there was something really unique and special about being in a rivals building. Even though the Yankees are their rivals, I guess they are. In another person's building, and you've completely taken over. And that's where a lot of this excitement comes from for us as Mets fans. As I try to explain that to Sean, who has a resting bitch face right now. You okay?
I'm pumped up. Tiki, you see these seeds Daniel Jones is throwing?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.